show of unity. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. President Biden in Brussels for a day of meetings with European leaders to discuss the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The president said Russian President Vladimir Putin's goal is to promote division among the U.S. and Europe.
The very thing that Putin has tried to do from the beginning, and I've been saying this since my days as Vice President of the United States, is to break up NATO.
The president said the U.S. is pledging $1 billion in aid to Ukraine and will take in up to 100,000 refugees. This as the people of Ukraine continue to battle back against Russian troops.
Ukrainian forces destroying a large Russian landing ship in the occupied port city of Berdyansk, crucial for transport of troops, gear, and supplies. Missiles believed used. Other Russian ships hit as well. And around the capital of Kyiv, counteroffensive gains made by Ukraine against Russia in several key suburbs. Russian forces turning to digging in.
Fox's Greg Palcott in Lviv. North Korea says it test-fired its biggest yet ICBM. State media says the test was done under the orders of leader Kim Jong-un. It says the missile flew about 681 miles. The U.S. requesting the U.N. Security Council hold a meeting tomorrow to discuss the launch. The latest Fox News poll finds Americans are pessimistic about the economy, and most think the president isn't handling it well.
The latest Fox News poll finds just 26% think the economy is in excellent or good shape. And while that hasn't changed much in 6 months, back in September, 42% thought the Biden administration was making the economy better. Now, just 22% do. A majority said rising gas prices have become a major problem. When it comes to what to do about that, three-quarters said we need to increase renewable sources. But nearly the same number said we need to increase domestic production of oil and gas.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, only a third favor increasing imports from countries like Iran and Venezuela. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A teenager in Florida enters a plea after prosecutors say he tried to kill two Florida sheriff's deputies.
He was just 12 years old when he took off from a home for abused and abandoned children with a 14-year-old girl. The boy, now 13, pleading no contest in juvenile court Wednesday before being sentenced to a maximum risk commitment program. A Volusia County sheriff's deputy pursuing the teens took cover behind a tree when the bullets began flying. He spoke during the hearing, telling the boy, "I challenge you to be better," adding, "You have a long life ahead of you, and I will say a prayer for you every day." Meanwhile, the girl remains charged as an adult with the attempted first-degree murder of a law enforcement officer and armed burglary of a dwelling. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Supreme Court is siding with a Texas death row inmate who wants his pastor to be allowed to pray out loud and touch him during his execution. New York City cabs will soon be on the Uber app.
Uber Technologies has been the foe of the taxi business since it launched. But now the Wall Street Journal says Uber has an agreement with New York City to list all its taxis on its app. It's an alliance that could ease Uber's driver shortage and direct more business to cab drivers. Uber already has partnerships with some taxi operators in other countries. The company expects it to launch for riders later this spring. The plan is for passengers to pay roughly the same fare for taxi rides as Uber X rides. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Basketball Hall of Famer Ray Allen has been scolded by a federal judge in order to donate $1,000 to charity after he didn't show up for jury duty. The Florida judge told Allen during hearing yesterday he had disrespected the court by skipping out on jury service, adding no man or woman is above performing their civic duty. Allen, who played 18 seasons in the NBA, is now a coach at a private school in the Miami area. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.